you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, and our monthly friend is here, Bill.
It's Mike McNamara, Wendy. He's in charge. He's the executive director of the Midwest Independent Film Fest.
It Darn right I am.
The first Tuesday, and he deserves more respect, Wendy. That's what he says.
Someday.
He demands more respect.
In my heart.
He has brought with him two guests, not one, but two guests that we have had on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Putka is with us, the director of the film Mad, which, Wendy, you loved. Remember? Mm-hmm. And Mark Helanowski, co-director of the restaurant documentary For Grace.
Will Love.
Which you will love. Right. Hi, guys.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having us. Sure.
Hello.
Well, this is a big night for the fest. This is our end-of-the-year holiday award show blowout. This is the BMAs. It's the Best of the Midwest Awards. We're not showing any films tonight. We're going to Rocket at 22 West Hubbard and having a big party. And we have lots of nominees, all the best films, filmmakers, screenwriters, directors, actors from the whole year of this year-round fest. And we're going to award the best of the year tonight at Rocket.
Will you let Wendy and me do the red carpet ceremony? That would mean a lot.
We will let you guys, only if you wear that hat,
yeah,
and then that sort of sweatshirt that you've owned for 27 right. years.
30 years.
It's a sweater, and yes, 30. Billy Deck will not let us be part of it. He wants to run the red carpet. You know that.
Oh, right. Yeah, absolutely.
He will elbow us out of the picture.
He's texting me now. My phone is on fire right now. Please, God, no. I don't know what that means.
That's fine. Both of your films are nominated, right, guys? You both have a bunch of award possibilities tonight.
I mean, I think so.
Yeah.
You're not sure? Is that why I'm here?
Yeah.
Well, Robert came in from Cleveland today, and we dragged him back from Cleveland. He's getting ready to work on his next feature, and I said, you've got to kind of be in Chicago tonight. So,
yeah.
And I'm, enthused to be back
you
in Chicago.
You seem enthused.
Yeah, well, I mean, it stings a little bit being here, seeing all the W's flying all over the place.
That's right.
You guys came in second. That's not bad.
You guys have everything here. Like, I'm just like sick of hearing like I want to be Big Brother beating up on Little Brother for once. You know, Cleveland is still the superior city, but Chicago's like top 20.
Yeah, yeah.
Behind Bucatown, Bougainville Island.
Right. That's where we want to be.
Hey, refresh the listeners. You were on before talking about both your films, Mad and For Grace. Kind of give a recap of what each of these films is about. And if you weren't lucky enough to go to the Midwest Independent Film Festival, you can get both of these movies on iTunes and Netflix, correct?
Yeah, Mad's on Netflix as of yesterday.
Congrats.
Thank you.
All right, and a recap of this movie that's awesome.
It's about a mother and her two daughters, and everyone hates each other, and then they end up loving each other at the very end of it.
You're not supposed to tell the end of the movie.
Well, it's they don't really love each other. It's it's like a momentary love, and then because in my head, like they end up hating each other again, like a day later.
It's that loving hate. That,
families are weird.
That the holidays are all about. It's a great holiday film, actually.
Is, right? Robert, you had said last time it's kind of autobiographical.
Yes.
Not completely autobiographical, but it dips into your family a little bit, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say it's insanely autobiographical.
Yeah.
I take some of the dark elements of what I happen to witness from my family, and I try to put a funny spin on that, as best as I can. Some people might find that, maybe a little bit too dark or that it cuts too close to the bone, but, it's honest and it's authentic.
How's your family with this? Are they okay with this?
I think you asked me that last time, Bill.
I did.
And I think last time I didn't have a very good answer, and I don't think I prepared a better answer this time. So let's just say complicated.
All right, that's fine.
But families are complicated, and I like the fact that you can bring it out in the open because there are certain problems that you notice in Mad that maybe is in our family life. Some of them.
I think a lot of people have responded to the film, and it makes me really sad because I'm just like, wow, there's so many distraught, people out there who are suffering pain and familial just strife. And it makes me feel better about myself because, just knowing other people are in pain, like misery loves company.
Yeah.
And that's why Maury Povich has such good ratings because we all want to feel better than, who's on that show. And Mark, what about For Grace?
Yeah, so For Grace, I think there are some similarities. So Mad is a narrative. For Grace is a documentary. But we do have that same kind of through line of family. It's on the surface, it's a film about Grace Restaurant here in Chicago. It's a Michelin-starred restaurant. It's one of the top restaurants in the world. And actually, another Ohio connection, another Midwest connection, is the executive chef there, Curtis Duffy. He's from Ohio. And, you know, part of the movie really delves into where he comes from, his family, you know, growing up. And he's not the kind of guy who grew up in kitchens like this. He's the kind of guy who, you know, he grew up eating pizza. He's a little bit of a rough guy growing up. And it's not necessarily a rags to riches story, but it does show the journey of someone who has a dream to do something a lot bigger than where they came from. So, you know, both of our movies, they're very rooted in like this Midwest mentality of, you know, it's family and it's work ethic and it's finding something larger than yourself.
Yeah. And pizza eating.
And pizza eating.
Which makes you rough. I'm the roughest guy here if we're going on pizza eating.
Mark, when you're doing a documentary, there's got to be a couple of stages while shooting this because you never know what you're going to do. You've got cameras rolling. Anything can happen. There's got to be a moment or two where you go, this is gold. What's happening right now, this is going to work.
Well, so absolutely. So I made the film. It was just myself and one other gentleman, Kevin Pang.
Yeah.
So I think you guys
film
know him
critic.
Pretty over here
well,
at the trip
yeah.
for a bit.
Very talented
so,
film critic.
Exactly. So he food
critic.
Film.
Food critic.
Food critic, sorry.
Food critic, now filmmaker.
Yeah.
So, you know, all your listeners are going to know he was here at the Tribune for a long time, and he came from the food background, right? He and I got connected on a few projects, and, you know, we started out with the idea, what does it take to create a restaurant at the highest level?
Mm-hmm.
At the level where people are going to come in, they're going to be looking at your tablecloth, your serviceware, every little detail on the plate, every little thing that goes into a meal. What does that look like, and how do you build that from scratch? So Kevin and I, we had kind of heard through the grapevine that Curtis was going to be opening what he hoped to be one of the best restaurants in the world.
Mm-hmm.
What an incredible goal to open up.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, right. No pressure. How incredible is that? So, you know, we came to the film just thinking it actually be like 10-15 minute short documentary for the Chicago Tribune.
Mm.
You know, just what does it take to open up this restaurant? But to your point, Bill, you know, as we got deeper and deeper into the story, you know, there were delays with the restaurant. We got to talk to Curtis, figure out, you know, where he did come from. You know, he had this very rough childhood growing up. What does it take to spend 14 hours a day in a kitchen,
right,
6 days a week to cook, and you're not making that much money, and you have a whole team, you need to keep them inspired. It's the idea, you know, of creating something night after night after night of excellence.
Yeah.
So, you know, as we started getting deeper, kind of
like your show, kind of like
yeah, similar.
I was thinking that. That's did you read my thought bubble?
I did. I saw that look in your eye, and I think you thought this. It's we're, well, we now have the seed for the Bill and Wendy's story.
Yeah.
You know, people who I would say we all enjoy eating at a restaurant. I've always kind of wanted to open one, and whenever I bring that up to somebody, it's like, be prepared to give your entire life to this place.
It is everything. I mean, so the film really becomes about sacrifice. And in his life, he has sacrificed on a personal level, on a professional level. You know, he's divorced. You know, he's sacrificed on so many levels to create this dream. And the question the film asks is it worth it? And can you attain that?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the trajectory that we traced on this. And, you know, I think the moment that we did have this very clear moment where we realized it was going to be more than 10-15 minutes, you know, when he did open up about his past in Ohio, there's this very singular event that happened, this tragedy that happened to him, you know, when he was much younger, and that was the moment that we knew it was going to be a much larger project,
right,
and that really changed the course of the next few years up until we had a finished documentary.
One of the only times I've cried in a theater is when I saw the premiere of that film
wow.
at that moment at South by Southwest in Austin. So
great.
We were, and I told Mark that as I told him that we, you know, wanted to present the film here in Chicago, and that,
yeah,
you know, really Mad and For Grace, these are two of the films that the Midwest Film Festival is all about. Just unique, engaging, impactful, and, you know, funny,
yeah,
thought-provoking storytelling, and it's all happening right here. And these are films that you haven't heard of, and you're going to watch them and say, man, how have I not heard about this film yet? So, and you can watch them both right now, Mad and For Grace. They're both on iTunes, and they're both on Netflix.
One advantage you get with these independent films, and Mike, I've mentioned this to you and you've agreed with me in the past, so I'm hoping you'll agree with me again in the future, is you don't have to follow a Hollywood formula with the independent films, they can go in any direction at any moment. Mm-hmm. With your tried and true Hollywood films, they kind of have to fit a formula because they want people to come in and pay money to see them. But with these, anything can happen.
Right. And that's really, that's where you really get these truly independent, unique voices that are being told, because they're not under the boundaries or the parameters that are set by these giant 20, right. 30, $200 million budgets. You know, they're able to tell their stories. And hey, if you have to work on some commercials on the side, so be it. So
why
you
not?
Can tell those stories. But yeah, and these are two great examples of that.
Good.
All right, I have questions. Robert Putka? Put, like I put it in the basket?
Yes.
Okay. Robert Putka of MAD, Mark Helanowski, For Grace. The last time we had you in here, these were on the premieres of your films. How does it feel now to know that so many people have seen your movie? Is it weird to know so many people have seen it? What has the criticism been, the compliments?
No criticism.
Criticism.
It's been like
tens across the board.
It's been nothing but people raving about it and coming up to me and saying, you know, can you please marry my daughter?
Oh, wow.
Or my son.
Yeah.
To which his answer has always been yes.
So yes, I've been married 73,000 times at this point.
Wow.
Have a vision, and we talked to you at the, you know, for the premiere of it, and now all these people have seen your movie. Do you feel differently?
I feel vindicated, that's for sure. I think, to Mark's point about kind of like the creative person's journey, it's, you know, when you're, I guess for filmmaking it's different because you're, you know, you don't know how people are going to react to it when you're making it. You have no idea. The gratification doesn't come till like years later in some cases, and you know, it's weird. I felt so much pent-up anxiety finally rush out of my body over the last, like, 4 or 5 months after having, like, you know, after it being seen by all these people. And it, that felt good and all, but I was finally able to let go of the anxiety. But my body didn't cope so well with all of it being pent up. And
yeah.
So my health has plummeted, actually, over the last few months. I actually have a steel lung, and I'm hiding it very well.
I don't know about you. It probably took me about 24 times until I stopped getting like nervous in the theater watching my film. Yeah. Just thinking about, like, you know, when you're so close to something, you see like all the little mistakes, all this.
Your own
and that.
Worst critic,
right? So that took me a while to kind of get over. But you know, we were lucky enough to have our world premiere at South by Southwest last year, and then this year we opened up the Midwest Independent Film Festival here in Chicago. So it's been really incredible, and I still have people who come up to me saying like, "Hey, I saw your film at Midwest Independent." Like it is really incredible. You know, we get, now that it's been on Netflix and iTunes, we do get tweets and emails every day of people who are like, you know, I saw your film and it really touched me.
Great.
Here, Curtis actually, he gets letters, unsolicited letters in the mail. Like every so often, the chef that we did the film about, he'll just get these packets in the mail from people. So
good.
It's really, yeah, it's been a really cool journey.
I'll go on, Wendy.
Well, I wasn't talking.
I was going to say, if I could, really quick.
I know somebody was talking.
It's so weird in the second half of the show. Can we just take a break and then, go ahead. Did you have a thought to finish?
It was about Midwest Independent. And yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, your festival is so great, Mike. Like, honestly, we had one of our best screenings there. And I encourage anyone, you know, in the Chicago area, if you're looking for like a really fun, like good experience with a good showman in Mike himself, come out to Midwest Independent Film Festival. I mean, it's very worthwhile.
Thank you, man.
I'm very grateful for you having me in the film.
We're grateful for this film, man. And I'm thrilled that you're staying here in the Midwest and both of you guys and making great features. And we're ready to see the next two coming up next year.
It's the Midwest Independent Film Fest.
He's lost it. He's completely lost it.
Just go home now.
Just pick some words and whatever you want to say about it, say about it.
We'll talk more about that.
I'm not going to. You guys can if you want. Still in 1D WGN. Mike McNamara is here, the executive director of the Midwest Independent Film Festival. Robert Putka and Mark Helanowski are both up for awards tonight. Are you nervous at all, guys, about these awards? Is it making your stomachs flutter a little bit?
A little bit. I think as we get closer and closer.
Yeah.
Luckily, you know, that was all decided about a week ago through a public vote. So hopefully,
and a jury vote.
And the jury vote.
Yeah,
so
it's a combination of the two.
But you don't know who won yet. You'll find that out tonight, right?
No clue. No clue. So right now, I think we're kind of friends at the moment, but we'll see as the day goes along.
I thought we were great friends, to be honest.
It's unraveling.
Do you know the winners, Mike?
I do know the winners.
You do know?
All right, just announce it here.
I'm gonna, and right now, here on the Bill and Wendy Show, I'm going to announce that the winner for best... Oh, wait. No, are we out of time?
All right, so now can listeners go to this, and there will be no films shown. This is a party at Rocket,
right,
basically.
So this is a big party at Rocket, and really it's a great... It's kind of a great way to set off the whole holiday party season, and really it's a night where the entire filmmaking community is coming together. Really, anybody who's a filmmaker, director, writer... actor, editor, cinematographer that's doing something in Chicago or in the Midwest is going to be there at Rocket tonight, you know, celebrating all the great films that have been made over the last year or two here in the Midwest. So tickets are $50. We've got less than 10 of them left. You can get them at midwestfilm.org. Head there. And for the $50, we've got open bar and lots of food, and it's going to be a fun award show, and there's just going to be, it's going to be jam-packed with a lot of amazing people.
Good.
If it wasn't for you, Mike McNamara, and your Midwest Independent Film Fest, would filmmakers go to show their stuff? I mean, really, you're doing a great job here.
I really appreciate that. And the crazy thing is, when we started this thing back in 2004, 2005, there really was nowhere else. And actually, everyone kind of thought we were crazy for even the thought of having a film festival where you only show films that are made in the Midwest. They thought we were nuts.
Or you wouldn't have enough material, but
right,
it turns
like,
out.
Where are you? And at the time, we kind of were like, well, they might have a point. Because we were scrambling for a little while. But then as we started to find those great films and those different nooks and crannies, and then as technology became more accessible to filmmakers all over the Midwest, and you know, here we are 12 years later, and just chock full of great stuff happening.
Mike, if not for you, would humans be at the top of the food chain, or would fiddler crabs rule this planet?
Happy anniversary, Bill. All right, Robert Putka, director of MAD, Mark Helanowski, co-director of restaurant documentary For Grace. The exciting news is you're both up against each other.
Yep.
Oh my God, that's
in several categories:
best feature, best director, best editor.
Yeah. I hope you each win something, because if one of you like totally wins all of it, you guys are going to be literally coming to fisticuffs.
These are very
later.
Heavy crystal awards. They're gorgeous, big heavy awards. So it would be a legit fight if these aren't little certificates.
Are you serious about that?
Oh yeah.
One time I had to bring an award back from Boston on a bus back to Cleveland, and it was like a demonic bunny, and I had to like actually physically carry it out like in my hands, and like on the streets of New York. It was really weird. So I'm like, I don't know, I'm not into like hauling trophies back home at this point. People looked at me all weird.
In the event that you happen to win one, which we don't know if that may
will
or
you
may
throw
not
in a
happen,
backpack we'll, to we'll, cover it up?
That's right. It'll come in a nice case, so it'll be fine.
Well, look for MAD and look for Grace on Netflix and iTunes. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Good luck tonight. And it's nice to see you guys again.
Great. Thank you so much for having us on.
Take care, guys. Good luck tonight. We'll take a quick break and then some news and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.